This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Tonight, the new stars taking over the strip.
Las Vegas. Live, baby. Residency.
Ben.
Sweet little white lies.
The man J-Lo is leaning on after her split from A-Rod. Plus, a Backstreet Boys baby scare. Nick Carter welcomes kid number 3, but reveals complications. And Justin Throw on ex Jen Aniston.
Yeah, we'll check in.
Plus, unmasked and very emotional. I can feel it. The sweet and surprising reason Bobby Brown did The Masked Singer.
This is definitely therapeutic for me.
And
action, speak.
Our Michael B. Jordan exclusive.
Only E.T. is invited to my special new movie, Top Secret Movie Set. I think that works. I don't know if that was English or not.
E.T. starts now. The pandemic devastated the Las Vegas economy. 34% unemployment, more than $6 billion in lost revenue.
I mean, it's so sad, I know. But now, Sin City is betting on some of the biggest names in music to get the strip rocking again.
I want to wear my pajamas all day.
Kind of a little Vegas going on.
This is going to be a new chapter.
This trippy 110-second teaser video was released this morning, showing Katy Perry as a mermaid, Luke Bryan out fishing, Carrie Underwood with butterflies, and Celine Dion inside a pinball machine. There's no ticket info, but it's a good bet these stars are coming to Vegas.
If all goes well, it's not hard to imagine that these residencies with Katy Perry and Celine Dion and Carrie Underwood and Luke Bryan would launch in the fall and carry on for 4 weeks and possibly even longer.
The venue, well, it's expected to be this new resort on the Strip, the 5,000-seat theater at Resorts World Las Vegas. It's a perfect fit for moms like Katie and Carrie. Carrie has 2 young sons, and Katie's daughter Daisy turns 8 months on Monday.
I'm like doing 16-hour days and, you know, nothing else. I'm so grateful. I'm finding my footing. How about that? I'm finding my footing.
You can tour without touring, you know? I mean, like, you don't even have to leave the building.
Celine, of course, pioneered the residency concept, performing over 1,000 shows. She wrapped her last run in 2019.
I will cherish this Las Vegas experience for the rest of my life.
If Celine returns, she won't be alone.
I have such great memories of my time in Las Vegas, so I'm going back.
Yay.
Watch out, I'm coming back to Vegas. Copacabana.
Right now, Barry's scheduled for June, and the following month, Usher.
Las Vegas, live, baby. Yo, crazy.
What happens there, you can take with you, all right?
By the way, Jennifer Lopez, she didn't do too bad either in Vegas. Her residency grossed more than $100 million.
I take that tonight.
Rachel Smith's over there with her mouth hung open.
That is a big piggy bank.
Right, yeah. Exactly. Yes. J-Lo's got more news going on, huh?
Yeah, she sure does. So Jennifer's still getting over her split from Alex Rodriguez, but she's got plenty to smile about at home and on set. Live it
up, go. J-Lo posed with her shotgun wedding cast, including Josh Duhamel, as production wrapped yesterday. And proving she's still connected to A-Rod, she wished his daughter Ella happy 13th birthday, using the same shot he posted in his tribute. A source tells ET, there is still love and respect between the two families, despite trust issues, and Jennifer's surrounding herself with and talking to loved ones. That likely includes ex Mark Anthony. He comforted their daughter Emmy after the A-Rod breakup rumors first emerged. We're told J-Lo and Mark are supportive of each other. Through personal matters, they have each other's backs. Next, Jennifer Aniston's ex on gaining intense fame after their marriage.
Was that a shock to your system?
Yeah, I think a part of me was like, you know, I'm essentially sort of a character actor and a writer. There's not much there.
On this weekend, Sunday Today, Justin Theroux says mutual friend Jason Bateman helped him deal with media scrutiny.
He said, look, a character is about to be born. And that character is you, but it's not you. That character is, you know, angry. That character has got a problem. That character is, you know, sweet. Don't follow that guy's storyline. That's the only way you can sort of keep sane and all that.
The Mosquito co-star tells us he and Jen still talk.
Yeah. Did you reach out to her? Did she lend any advice?
Yeah, we would check in and, you know, I think we're both having fabulous experiences.
And finally, Nick Carter shares difficult news about baby number 3. I have to cry for you. From wife Lauren's hospital room today, the Backstreet Boy posted, quote, we have been experiencing some minor complications. Without disclosing the issue, a source tells ET, the newborn is expected to be fine and the family looks forward to going home.
Sending lots of prayers out to the Carter family. Yeah. But Nick is such a family man. And you know, Nichelle, the big reason that he wanted to compete in The Masked Singer last season, because he wanted it to be something that he could share with his kids.
Oh, I love that. Yeah, it's a family show, and that seems to be the theme for a lot of star parents who do that show, including Mr. Bobby Brown, who unmasked his joy and pain on stage. You have my heart when you were talking on the show. You've lost your older children.
I lost my daughter, Bobby Christina, and I lost my son just recently, Bobby Jr.
This is definitely therapeutic for me.
Yeah.
It keeps me going. Ain't no sunshine when
she's gone. Time does little to heal the grief, but Bobby says he mustered the strength to sing thanks to his 3 youngest children. Oh,
Lord. I do this for my kids, to let them see that their dad is still, you know, kicking.
Were you able to tell them?
I couldn't tell them at all, but they guessed right off the bat that it was me, and I kept having to say, no, it's not daddy. They played along with it until last night.
2 contestants went home, and Bobby had the perfect twin eliminee.
Ladies and gentlemen, Tamara Mowry!
Hi, guys!
So when you're unmasked, what's that moment like?
I can breathe. There were moments I was so anxious, and then you get out there and it's like, whew. What's wrong with being
confident? Tamara gave fans a glimpse at her impressive voice during her classic 90s sitcom, Sister, Sister. I'm going down. Which was around the time we first met twins, Tia and Tamara, in 1994.
We're gonna take it back to 1994.
Sometimes my sister, she gets creative. She thinks she's ice skating. She does stupid routines.
I gotta be stupid, Tia!
My sister and I love to rollerblade. That was our street. I remember those outfits. Oh my gosh. Tia, we need to put on our skates. Recreate it. Tia's probably like, girl, bye.
How much would we all love to see that so many years later? Come on, Tia, make it happen for your sister. Come on.
Now we also have news about another Masked Singer alum, Vitacco. Tom Bergeron on Monday tweeted this iconic line from The Godfather Part 3.
Just when I thought I was out, they pull me back in.
People were thinking, like, is he coming back to Dancing with the Stars?
And the short answer is, maybe. We do know that he's joining a new Audible podcast called Hit Job alongside Kiki Palmer and Pete Davidson. But his rep told us that wasn't the news that he was referring to. Meanwhile, get ready for plenty of action coming from Mr. Michael B. Jordan. Ooh. Back in 2019, E.T. was the only show invited to the Berlin set of Michael's new movie, Without Remorse.
There's something inside of me that I can't turn off.
John Kelly is very good at what he does. He's a man on a mission. You don't want him on your bad side.
So we're here in Berlin, and look at this. This place is massive. They've taken over 4 sound stages, encompassing 185,000 square feet. Think about that. That's almost 3 football fields put together. Michael plays a retired special operative forced back into action to fight terrorists. And if you look at all of these scenes here behind me, well, there's a lot of action. What does it feel like when you are number one on the call sheet and you have to lead the way and set the example for the movie?
It's a responsibility I guess I've kind of grown into. But I think it's that leadership quality, you know, ultimately wanting to direct, you know, understanding kind of like you got to set the tone, you know, lead by example.
Michael is also a producer for the Tom Clancy action film streaming on Prime Video April 30th. And get this, he performed almost all his own stunts, including this fiery scene.
Give me a name.
The cast, including Jamie Bell and Jodie Turner-Smith, participated in a military-style boot camp with a retired Marine to prepare for their roles.
We're doing a lot of weapons training, you know, tactical training. We're all playing what are meant to be very accomplished soldiers.
Yeah.
I remember the first time that it came to shooting the machine gun on the set. I went to pull the trigger and it just jumped out of my hands like a fish. And I was like, oh, that training has just completely gone out the window.
Wow. Jamie is a CIA agent, while Jody plays a Navy SEAL lieutenant. She and now husband Joshua Jackson were expecting their first baby while filming. Her male co-stars compared her character to Demi Moore's G.I. Jane.
It's really interesting to be like sort of the only female energy in such a male-centric world, but also kind of be the person who's like in charge.
They better hope he doesn't survive.
You know, working with everybody's boyfriend, Michael Bay Jordan.
Yes, Michael Bay Jordan. You know that's what everybody calls him.
I call him that to tease him. He's like, what?
I'm gonna make it right.
Michael Bay Jordan. That's a good ring to it. I'm with you, Jody.
All right, now to a catchy pop classics mystery muse.
Making my way downtown, walking fast.
Remember this song? Nearly 20 years later, will Vanessa Carlton finally reveal the celebrity she wrote it for?
I knew you were going to ask me that.
And got a passion for fashion but don't want to miss the mark? Tonight's Dear Drew is filled with style advice.
And you only live once, so just have fun.
Plus, our iconic Leading Men of the 90s series continues with Jimmy Smits.
Ding. I got goosebumps.
Hey everyone, it's Kevin Frazier. We hope you're enjoying the ET podcast. Be sure to watch Entertainment Tonight every weeknight for all the latest entertainment news. Check your local listings for where ET airs in your market or go to etonline.com.
He was shackled and in this shed constantly. I was really angry.
Only E.T. has this emotional look at Cher and the Loneliest Elephant. Now, the singer embarked on an epic mission all the way to Cambodia to free this majestic creature. It is something else, and the documentary premieres today on Paramount Plus and then on the Smithsonian Channel on May 19th.
Well, here's another exclusive for you, only we spoke with Vanessa Carlton about her new documentary, The Story of 1,000 Miles, and why she actually, get this, hated her signature hit. Say
that.
What? And it actually turns 20 this year.
For me to be able to be okay being really annoyed with playing that song at shows during times where, you know, like people are heckling you and yelling for it. And I've figured out how to make peace with that song. I still
miss you. Vanessa was just 17 years old when she wrote the 3-time Grammy-nominated song. She doesn't name the star who inspired it in the Vice documentary streaming now on YouTube, but she did give us a clue.
The song is about a crush I had on a Juilliard student. I
miss you. Folks are speculating anyone from like Wes Bentley to Jessica Chastain. Are we somewhere in the right neighborhood?
I am purposed to, I'm not attaching a gender, and it will remain like that. It's better for everyone if it just remains a mystery.
Here at ET, we love to throw it back. This is from 2005, so check this out.
I'd like to see myself in 25 years where Stevie is.
I was still wearing that moon. Look
at it. Oh my gosh, you still are rocking it to this day. What's the significance behind that?
Stevie gave it to me. I can't believe you found that. I'm gonna cry.
Kev, wow. My connection to this song.
Tell me about it.
Cruising around in my VW Beetle, windows down.
What year your Beetle?
2000-ish.
Oh, please, child. I have a 71 Beetle. Since we're now throwing back to everything, it's Throwback Thursday, and Drew Barrymore is looking back at her fashion game to help you improve yours.
Wow.
What never goes out of style? Well, find out on the next Dear Drew, only on E.T.
Then.
Objection. Your Honor.
Which you never knew about Jimmy Smith's iconic roles.
It almost didn't happen.
And is he ready for a primetime return?
I would pass through with my orthopedic insoles on.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
And now let's get to our segment, Dear Drew, where viewers can ask Drew Barrymore anything. Tonight's topic, style, with a very stylish looking today. Hey, how are you?
Thank you. I feel like the Easter Bunny today.
Have a good year, everybody. Be good.
So I want to start off, Dear Drew, the Oscars are this weekend. What is your favorite past look that you've worn?
I liked when I wore the daisies in my hair.
I do grow daisies. Unfortunately, the ones I grow are yellow. I wanted to wear white tonight.
And then I took a can of glitter from, like, you know, a beauty supply store. The red carpet is a place to play.
Yeah.
And go for it, and you only live once, so just have fun.
Agreed, agreed. Okay, here's one that I struggle with, Drew, so I'm glad that our viewer wrote this in. Dear Drew, how long should I keep the clothes in my closet that I don't wear? What if they come back in style?
This baby never went out of style.
A part of me wants to say get rid of them right now, because if you're not wearing them, there's a reason. However, you can't say that anything will never come back and be cool again, because mom jeans just defied all the rules. Like, mom jeans were the worst.
Yeah.
And now every Gen Zer thinks they're the coolest. Mm-hmm. So I don't know.
Mom jeans, mom jeans.
All right, here's our last one. Dear Drew, how can I inspire my husband to be more stylish?
You dress like it's 1998.
If you guys have a good sense of humor, make some jokes about it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, why not? The other thing I think is a fun, positive thing to do is create a date night where you meet somewhere. And then you can get into, like, I'm gonna try to style myself up. How about you? Like, shall we dress up?
I love it. I love it. And I love you, Drew. We are on a sister show. It's just what we do.
This is just my highlight of the week. Thank you, Nichelle.
Yeah, we love a Dear Drew Thursday. And by the way, make sure you catch Kevin and I on the Drew Barrymore Show tomorrow for their big Oscar preview show. So much fun. All right, now let's talk TV legend Jimmy Smits. Our iconic leading man of the 90s TV series is getting Jimmy to spill some set secrets, starting with his very first primetime role on Miami Vice.
So you think he's gonna show?
He better.
To watch Don be in a costume fitting and take his clothes and ball them up and throw them in the corner. I want everything to be kind of wrinkled. You know, it was like, okay.
There was just one small catch that didn't sit well with his family back home in Brooklyn.
Eddie? No!
I was in the pilot episode, and that show became very iconic, so they just were very sad that
you didn't
I knew
for
going
it.
In, it was just gonna be one and done.
But this is the iconic leading man of the 90s. By then, Jimmy was a primetime star thanks to L.A. Law.
You may be good, Mrs. Schuyler, but I've seen your cards, and you're not going to win with the hand you got.
Tell me about that experience.
Well, it almost didn't happen because I had an audition. I had read the script overnight, and I was like, this is the joint. This is so great. But I they just threw some legalese stuff that really wasn't even part of the script, uh-huh. and it didn't go well. And I was depressed. I did get another chance, and I was very prepared, and it went good.
Are you still in touch with anybody?
Blair is probably the one that I talk to and see the most.
Blair Underwood is actually developing an L.A. Law reboot centered around his character, Jonathan Rollins. So that begs the question,
does it pique your interest at all?
I would pass through with my orthopedic insoles.
Jimmy's most acclaimed role was the 5-time Emmy-nominated character Detective Bobby Simone in NYPD Blue.
Let's just say you wouldn't wind up in trouble. I don't have any further comment.
Jimmy told me he was a bit overwhelmed at first to replace David Caruso in season 2. Caruso was let go despite the show being a massive hit amidst what the showrunner called his cancerous on-set behavior stemming from a desire to pursue a film career.
There was anticipation on a lot of people's parts. My part as well. Is this going
to
work?
Andy, I'd like to get your help on this, man.
I don't know when this other thing's going to move, whatever I can do.
That was a beautiful blessing.
That's it. That's the transition. That's where he makes the change.
You really feel like we're pushing the envelope and we're being innovative here.
Yeah. The fact that people were, you know, why are you in the gym this week? Because my butt's going to probably be on camera. You know, that was
a lot.
That was part of it, too.
And June 11th, catch a fully clothed Jimmy in the highly anticipated theatrical adaptation of Lin-Manuel Miranda's musical, In the Heights. In the Heights. Are you singing and dancing?
I blow a couple of notes. We saw a cut of it. I got goosebumps and I cried several times while I was watching it. Yeah.
June 11th. Mark the calendar.
I can't wait for this.
Now tomorrow, our iconic leading men of the 90s TV series wraps up with nanny star and real-life British lord, might I add. For real. Charles Shaughnessy. His cool connection to the royal family.
All right, coming up. From Dolly to Lady Gaga, SNL's Melissa Villaseñor unveils her newest celeb impression. Hey everyone, it's Kevin Frazier. We hope you're enjoying the ET podcast. Be sure to watch Entertainment Tonight every weeknight for all the latest entertainment news. Check your local listings for where ET airs in your market or go to etonline.com.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
Hey, don't miss the Film Independent Spirit Awards tonight at 10 Eastern on IFC. Ooh. We can pop some popcorn and watch.
We could do that with our pajamas. Mm. Yeah, because SNL star Melissa Villaseñor is hosting, and I love her impersonation.
And honey, we are all in luck because Melissa, she has a new one. Oh.
My Diane Keaton, I've been working on, which really starts with her laugh because she's always like, I don't know what I'm doing. I mean, I love fashion. I love it.
Oh, well, la-di-da, la-di-da, la-la.
How's it feeling these days to have to entertain virtually?
Not hearing laughs, it's tough. I feel like it'll be good.
And by the way, speaking of award shows, we will be on site at the Oscars tomorrow getting you ready for Sunday.
What?
So make sure you join us for that.
It's gonna be great. Night, everybody. Yep.
Thank you.
If you like Entertainment Tonight, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Hi, it's Stephen Colbert, and I'm here to tell you about The Late Show Pod Show, which is the podcast of The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, and I'm here with my producer of the podcast, Becca. Hi, Becca.
Hi, Stephen.
So what do people get when they listen to The Late Show Pod Show? Let's sell this thing.
The extended moments, for sure, because we run out of time for broadcast, but we have plenty of time on the podcast.
It's kind of like being a live audience member of the show because you get things that no one else hears. Listen to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert wherever you get your podcasts.